The next time you're out driving, pay attention to the car ahead of you. Look for a fixed object on the side of the road, like a tree or a sign. Watch as the car ahead of you passes the object. Then count to yourself the number of seconds it takes for you to pass the same object. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. If it takes less than 3 seconds before you pass that object, you're driving too close to the car in front of you. If that car abruptly stops or slows down, you might not be able to react in time, which could result in a painful, destructive, expensive, or even deadly premature end to your trip. Vermont law explicitly forbids tailgating, which it defines as following another vehicle more closely than is reasonable and prudent. So whenever you drive, remember the 3-second rule. This message is brought to you by your defensive driving DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Hey y'all, you are listening to Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My first show back in the studio, in person, live on the air for a little bit. Had a lot of stuff going on, but now I'm back in the saddle, as it were, with a news update from the science and nature world. This week, coming out of Hawaii, a newly described species of moth caterpillar, nicknamed the Bone Collector, is not only carnivorous, a rare trait among caterpillars, but dresses itself in the remains of its prey. The bone collector seemingly preys on any type of insect it can, then uses silk to attach any leftover inedible fragments to its body. It seemingly does this in order to disguise itself within its only known habitat, the webs of spiders, who universally ignore the bone collector as a food source, presumably mistaking it for a collection of trash parts that the spider has previously rejected. These caterpillars are tremendously rare. Researchers have only collected 62 specimens in over a decade of studying. So there you are. New discovery in the caterpillar world. And weather update for the coming week. The showers we've been having all day are clearing up, and it'll be a clear night, low around 41. Sunny tomorrow, high near 69, low 48. Then Tuesday, high near 77 and mostly sunny till you get to the evening. Then there's going to be showers and thunderstorms all night, low around 48. Pretty good wind gusts. Mostly sunny for the next few days. Temps dropping down to high near 59, low around 39 on Wednesday. Rising back up on Thursday and Friday. Again, showers may be coming in Thursday night into Friday. Got a high near 67. Then continuing through Saturday, temps dropping again, high near 59, low around 39. Then partly sunny on Sunday. And that's, as many of you know, the Waking Windows Festival weekend, so it might be a bit of a damp festival, but there we are. I've seen some great performances in the rain at Waking Windows before, and this is the final one that they're ever doing, so that may be worth considering. In any case, going to keep things rolling, or get things rolling, rather. Well, I suppose they've been rolling. It depends on how you look at it. I'm starting off this set with three tracks that I guess you could call indie prog, and they're all from local artists, all from Vermont-based artists, at least. This is a group called The Burning Sun, which has split up last year after releasing a really wonderful album called Mystery at Sound Lake. This is a song from that record, and it is called Far Away.
Thank you. strong.
local musician Ian Steinberg with Priestess of the Edge, a song from the brand new album The Bleeding Days on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You're listening to Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman. Ahead of that in the set, local music from The Burning Sun, a song called Far Away. And I did say we were going to hear three songs from local acts that I could describe as indie prog. This is the third one, and it's from a group out of Brattleboro called Jack of the Clock. It's an album, I can't remember the name of the album, but what's interesting about it is that it was recorded, the music was recorded over 20 years ago, the lyrics and vocals only just recently. So there you are. And this song is called, actually it fits quite well with our little caterpillar anecdote that we started off with, because this song is called Year of the Gypsy Moths.
Paint. Batsara gara gore zala vilum benga tananga nulu Chaswa dingo tananga na vianga Sangata manga gara gore zala benga tananga nulu Batsitiwo tananga na vianga Sangwa matsara tsara gara gore zala tananga nulu Andrandako tanfia viako Miaza casa que a fanta só na zalanta na manolo Tiazo a lafo, tiazo a tacalo, tan em brasa co
Local Malagasy musician Mika Haley with a brand new track that is called Saho Mahita Mitade, and he will be performing at the Waking Windows Festival in Winooski 6 p.m. on Friday at Specs Cafe, which I'm sure will be a wonderful, wonderful time if you want to go to that. You are listening to Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman on 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Ahead of that in our set, we had Cliff Walk, Yasmin Williams featuring the Bones of Dom Flemons, the Bones being the percussion instrument. Wonderful stereo recording on that track. If you're listening with headphones or in your car or whatever, you may have picked up on that. And starting us off, we had Jack of the Clock out of Brattleboro, Vermont, with Year of the Gypsy Moths from an album called Portraits, which I forgot the name of when we were introducing the song. But it's called Portraits, and as I said before, the music was recorded over 20 years ago, lyrics and vocals much more recently. Keeping things rolling now, taking it to Mali in Africa. This is a group called the Super Jata Band. Came out in 1981, this song, just been reissued, and it is a song named after the leader of that band, a late musician by the name of Zani Jabate, and that is the name of the song, Zani Jabate by the Super Jata Band.
Zari ni jadu, dekele ye mano Bayona, Africa is an Bayona. nala kabeta ni mulola anyoma da juro foro wa nyongre teta oni zani mba nyona za ye nina kwa ni zani mba nyona kabimaga mulola kabimaga mulola anyoma da juro foro wa nyongre teta kabi maga nala kabi maga wolola anyoma da dozoro wa nyongre teda amne chevale o wa nyongre ta jaba tenzani ni chede unda gele mano eni chede unda gele gwanwa durvozani ni chede unda gele
Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est les jours de mariage. Les parents et les sympathisants sont au rendez-vous. Les copains et les voisins sont au rendez-vous. Les foulées et Djedi sont aussi au rendez-vous. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est les jours de mariage. C'est le jour de mariage. Les hommes et les femmes ont mis les beaux boubous. Les bijoux et les chaussures sont au rendez-vous. Les basins et les bourgognes sont au rendez-vous. La mariée et le marié sont aussi au rendez-vous. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est le jour de mariage. Les dimanches à Bamako, c'est les jours de mariage. 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 Thank you.
sometimes I wonder if it's all been in vain. It seems nothing matters. Everybody chasing fame with no message for the young to hold on to. You take what you can. God help the man who will try to stop you. Is it real what they feel? What's the deal when you're chasing an empty dream?
Mande, the legendary British Afro-funk Rastafarian group, still active, and that's a brand new song from them called Chasing an Empty Dream. You are listening to Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Head of that in the set, we had Amadou and Mariam with Beau Dimanche, Beautiful Sunday or Good Sunday, something of that nature. I'm not a French speaker, but if I was, I would have been aware of Amadou and Mariam because they were an absolutely massive success, every French-speaking nation in the world, as far as I'm aware. They came to Burlington a little while ago. I was privileged enough to see them perform at the Flynn with the Blind Boys of Alabama, and I played that in memory of singer-songwriter, guitar master Amadou Bagayoko, who recently passed away April 4th, age of 70. And that was one of my favorite albums growing up, the Dimanche Bamako record, produced by Manu Chao for them. And starting off that set, also Malian music from the Super Jata band. That comes back in the 80s. The song's called Zani Jabate, which is also the name of the band leader, and that's a newly reissued old track there from them. Some new local music coming right up next. Seth Iacovone Band. I don't know if you pronounce the E at the end of his name. I've actually never heard it said out loud. I've just seen him perform. And this is from a new record, Siblings Volume 1. There's going to be a second volume coming out later this year. And this is a track called Holy Moses.
another. A trickery dickery dock. I'm getting tired of chasing that clock. Oh, you tear me down, girl. Tell me what I say. Yeah. You gotta get to that high level, baby.
Government Mule, featuring the uber freaky fuzz bass of Bootsy Collins, with the track Tear Me Down on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, closing out this week's session of Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman. Ahead of that, we had some local music, Seth Iacovone Band, Holy Moses, from a brand new record, Siblings Volume 1, Volume 2 coming later this year. This has been Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I almost made it through the show without mentioning that support for WRUV comes from Foam Brewers, a craft brewery and live music venue on the Burlington waterfront. Foam hosts performances from local, regional, and nationally touring acts. This week, genre-defying groove trio Balconeers performs on Thursday, followed by electronic musician Wolverine on Friday, and keyboardist Tyler Mass next Sunday afternoon. You can learn more at foambrewers.com. Yes, this has been Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman. I also want to mention that Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., WRUV Exposure, we got the band Ruminations coming in and performing. I didn't play any of their music in the show because I am a member of the band. It felt a little weird doing that, but you know, you should check that out if you like local music. We'll be chatting, playing some tunes. It's going to be groovy. And, yeah, tune back in the same time next week. It'll be pre-recorded because I'll be at that there Waking Windows final festival. But, you know, tune in. Be groovy. See y'all then. Peace and love.
Teeth where they all used to go.